This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. This week, we're talking to candidates for Congress, and today we're hearing from the Republican candidate in New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District, Eddie Edwards. This morning on NHPR's Morning Edition, Edwards spoke with Rick Ganley about foreign relations and immigration. He's with me now to speak about health care policy. Eddie Edwards, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks for having me.
So, in a recent forum with NHPR, you said that you supported lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies that would require them to pay more for the cost of the opioid crisis. And you also said that more needed to be done to tackle the opioid crisis. Mm-hmm. So what more needs to be done specifically?
Okay. Because I absolutely believe the pharmaceutical companies should have a role in paying for this. But what the other things we need to do is really stop and take a moment to really assess what we're doing to young people in this country. You know, as you dive deeper and deeper into this policy arena, you start to realize that we are really drugging young people. Nearly a quarter of all of our children under the age of 18 in our country now are on at least one type of antidepressant. Some of those kids are taking opiates as well. So instead of using pills, why don't we try diets, nutritional programs? I shouldn't say diets, but nutritional programs. So there are a lot of different things that we could do to really help young people. Once a person is addicted to a substance like an opiate, that's a lifelong struggle. So we have to make sure that we have treatment facilities and we have ways of making sure that new folks aren't being addicted to the substance, and we enforce our laws.
I want to talk about veterans' health care for a moment. The task force looking at the future of the Manchester VA did not recommend the construction of a full-service VA here in New Hampshire. A few weeks ago in NHPR, you said that you supported the construction of a full-service VA in New Hampshire. So explain to us, why break so drastically with the panel of people who had been studying this issue for months?
Well, because I'm breaking with our veterans. I'm breaking with our veterans. You know, our veterans, they continue to hear lip service. And it seems to me, no matter what program we talk about, the veterans get the short end of the stick.
So did you learn something while campaigning or in your research that suggests that this task force was wrong, that in fact we need a full-service VA in New Hampshire?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't reviewed the task force reports. I'm looking at the men and women who I look in their faces and they look at me in my face. We also have to be honest here, too. We're sending veterans outside the state who don't have transportation in many cases, who can't afford to go outside the state to receive the health care they need. We're having them wait for months to get the health care they need. And so, to me...
That is not supported by the data, I should say.
Right. But I guess it may not be on a percentage-wise, but if you're the veteran who's waiting, or you're the veteran's family who's waiting, and you didn't get your coverage, you may have a different story.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned on NHPR a couple of weeks ago that if the Affordable Care Act is repealed, and you do support the repeal, although you do support certain provisions of the Affordable Care Act, such as preventing people from from being prevented insurance for pre-existing conditions.
Correct.
You said that if it's repealed and people like the folks who get expanded Medicaid suddenly lose their coverage, you said, quote, they will have affordable health care. So I wanted to ask you how. How would they have it if they lost expanded Medicaid?
Right. So when you put something in place like the Affordable Care Act, and you call it affordable because you force people to buy it, and you force people to buy something they cannot afford, this is an issue of cost. And the best way to do this is to make sure you have access. So for those folks who are on the lower income scale, if we can provide greater access to them, if we can drive down the cost by providing more options for them where they can select their insurance across the country. Mm-hmm. And so once we start doing those things, I think you will find that the system itself will reduce. We've always taken care of our vulnerable populations. We're not going to allow our fellow citizens to be without health care on the streets. But the notion is that...
But we may. I mean, the free market has in the past left some people out of the system.
No.
That's why expanded Medicaid ended up covering 40,000 plus people.
Well, there's been people who didn't have insurance. No one's been left without medical care if they needed it. But we want to make sure that everyone has health insurance. And I think we should offer more flexibility, more options. That is how you bring down this cost of health care. Mm-hmm. And we haven't had that yet.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a personal question.
Sure.
How do you get your health care?
My health care is, I'm retired, so I'm a retired state employee.
Okay, and how does that shape the way you feel about health care policy in general and how other people get it or should get it?
hasn't changed at all, because I can tell you I pay more and more every year for my health care like everyone else. And so I would be very interested in reducing the cost of health care, not only for myself, but for everyone else, because it would do a lot for me if we can drive down the cost of health care. I don't have free coverage, if that's what you're asking. No, I don't. I pay more and more every year for my health care. And if we can get a health care system that's free market driven and we can drive down costs, I would benefit, you would benefit, everyone out here listening would benefit.
Republican candidate for New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District, Eddie Edwards, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
This morning, NHPR's Rick Ganley spoke with Eddie Edwards as well. You can find that conversation at nhpr.org. And tomorrow on Morning Edition, in All Things Considered, a conversation with Democratic candidate for Congress, Chris Pappas.